Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of five books, the latest being Decision Making Master. Welcome to the Life Mastercast podcast series coming to you live from Bali, and it's a gorgeous day here up the north coast of Bali. I'm about 50 metres from the beach. It's absolutely gorgeous, and staying in this funky place with those funky walls, beautiful effect there. So I hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you are on your beautiful planet. And today's episode is inspired by a conversation a couple of days ago at the restaurant here. I was talking to a young lad and he was wearing a mask. Now, I'm in this restaurant which is complete open air. It's about 20 metres from the ocean. I'm sitting in this restaurant, you know, relatively decent size. I'm the only person there at this breakfast time. You know, he comes over to serve me and he's got his mask on, and I'm like, oh, dude, like, you don't have to wear that if you don't want it around me. I couldn't care less. And he goes, oh, you know, but it's the rules and I got to follow the rules. And I'm like, yeah, pretty stupid rule. He's going, yeah, it's really stupid rule. But sometimes we have to follow the stupid rules because, you know, that's our job or whatever. And it made me think about the idea, and as he walked away, and I was like, I had a smile on my face, and I was thinking, I'm so grateful for the path, not only that I've chosen, but I've made happen, and that's the path of being my own boss, you know, creating an entrepreneurial business whereby I am my own boss. I can decide. I've decided to take a week off doing no work, you know, ducking up here. Recently had my 52nd birthday, so it's birthday week or whatever. So I've decided to travel around, hang out, that sort of thing. And again, it was like, because I'm my own boss and I make my own rules, I'm not dependent on someone else to give me money. I'm not dependent on having to go to someone and doing a job interview and that person deciding whether they want to hire me or not. I'm well past all of that. I know how to create my own money. So I'm less dependent then on governments, I'm less dependent on outside industry and that sort of stuff. So it gives me a fairly high sense of autonomy and control over the direction my life is happening. Because, you know, going through these last 12, 18 months, we've seen a lot of the ability of those people in charge, and certainly that have those pieces, those leverage pieces to create control, where they can say, if you don't do this, we're going to take away that. You need to do this thing or we'll turn off this tab, we'll stop giving you access to this. So one of the things I'm very big about in working with my clients, and certainly working with my clients over the last 12 months, I've been coaching for about 14 years now, is helping them navigate their way through this. And I love the terminology, and it comes from a book, I can't remember the author, but called Anti-Fragile. And, you know, from my military background, I was 14 years in the military as an officer, like bulletproof. Like, how can we make our life more bulletproof so we're less at the whim of someone outside of ourselves? So psychologists would agree that one of the key things for us to have good mental health is to feel that we have a sense of autonomy over our life. So we need to feel as though we have control over a good portion and part of our life. It's a key thing for us to feel stable, to feel grounded, to feel centered. So I want to make sure that I'm like anti-fragile financially. I want to make sure I'm anti-fragile physically. I want to make sure I'm anti-fragile emotionally, mentally, psychologically. I want to make sure I'm anti-fragile in my relationship. I want to make sure I'm anti-fragile in my business and my business relationships, my partnerships, and anything that I'm invested with. And the more I do this and the more I pay attention to the broad spectrum of all of these things, the less likely I'm affected by things, you know, called pandemics, or anything else that might come along and come my way. The more I can have more control, more autonomy over my life, the more in all different pieces and parts of my life, it's pretty anti-fragile, the less I'm likely to be bothered by things going on around me. So I guess my message is to look at those different elements and aspects of your life and see where there's the most fragility. Is it in your relationship? Is it in your physical health? Is it in your mental health? Is it in your financial health? Is it in your business health? And with those things, can you make some changes? I'm not saying everyone needs to leave their job and become an entrepreneur, although, you know, I think that's where the power is, like small business. And certainly over this period of time, I'm big on supporting small businesses as much as possible. Because again, I think that takes a bit of power out of government and brings it back down to the people and back into the community where it really needs to be, where it can do the most good. I want less power up there. I want decentralized control back down community level. Community knows how best to even spend its money. Like, the community knows this needs fixing, that doesn't need fixing, that sort of stuff. You know, federal governments or governments up here really have no idea about that. So, you know, how can you set yourself up so that you're less dependent on government for things, so you're less dependent on big industry for things? How can you build strength in your relationship? You know, how can you, like, build this bond? And that might be the intimate relationship, but that can also be the friends and families, those other relationships in your life, so they become less fragile. So when something happens, you've got like a really powerful group of people around you, this, you know, powerful support network that you can lean on that provide more strength and allow you to be more bulletproof by creating this support network around you. So looking at these different things, like financially, do you need to put away a little bit more money so you've got a buffer? So it might be that you're out of work for 12 months and you've got enough buffer there to follow you through. One of the things I think financially, and I'm not a financial advisor, what I've chosen to do is like spend less money on the things I don't need, which has allowed me to require less money to have a good lifestyle. And it requires me to work less time as well because I don't need to earn this. You know, I was thinking of someone I know that, you know, he's got 5 surfboards or something like that when maybe 1 or 2 is enough. So if they spend this extra money, it means they need to earn this extra money to have that, as opposed to, you know, let's be strategic about it. Let's decide to own less stuff and therefore require less money to have the lifestyle that we want. What I've noticed with so many people is as salaries increase, they just spend more money. As opposed to, you know, what's the lifestyle I want? What's the amount of money I actually need to have this particular lifestyle, to squirrel some off to the side and that sort of thing? I don't think people do that well enough. So again, I think that's an area that needs some attention. So from a financial perspective, where some areas that you can spend less of, what stuff can you get rid of, what stuff don't you need to own that you might just rent if you need it for a, you know, short period of time. It might be like, you know, this camera gear, and they're like, it's $5,000 to buy this camera to be able to do what I do, to create content and that sort of stuff. Now I can spend that $5,000, or I can find someone who's already got one of those and I just rent it for the periods of time I need it. That's what I'm about, and that's where I create a little bit more bulletproof financially, because I am particular about spending money and not spending money on things I don't need to own, which I'm not going to use a lot of the time. You know, people buying extra houses when they might be going into more debt. You know, as we go into more debt, there might be someone who then is able to call in that debt, again, has some control over us. I talked to my mother the other day, talked about in her day where it would be you'd save up money to buy things. And, you know, that's definitely one of the philosophies I've built into, so I don't have any debt, and it's been something that I've focused on. Okay, so I've gone and weaved in different subjects there. My main point of view is about are there areas in your life where you need to create a little bit of anti-fragility, a little bit of bulletproofness, a little bit strength in those, so that when you navigate your way through these times, who knows how long this craziness is going to last for, but also, you know, the next bit of craziness coming, you're less affected by it because you've created this space around you where you control that space around you, and someone can't influence you by, you know, using their own levers. So again, I hope you took something out of that. I hope you can learn something out of that. I hope that's given you a chance to maybe bring some perspective in some areas of your life that might need your attention. And, you know, if you need any help with your way navigating through that, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd be happy to help you out and help you reorganise things so you can become more anti-fragile in any of those areas of your life that might be a bit fragile. So have a fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best. Take care.